After months of balking, President Trump today threw his support behind a compromise bill to reform how criminals are penalized.
The bill includes reasonable sentencing reforms while keeping dangerous and violent criminals off our streets.
Among other things, the First Step Act would shorten mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenses, change the three strikes you're out penalty from life in prison to 25 years, eliminate the stacking regulation that makes it a federal crime to possess a firearm while committing another crime, and end the disparity between crack and powdered cocaine possession. President Trump was wary of supporting the measure, fearing it would make him appear soft on crime. His former attorney general wanted no part of it.
There are still those who would like you to believe we should release criminals early, shorten sentences for serious traffickers, drug traffickers. That would be, in my opinion, bad for the rule of law. It would be bad for public safety.
But after several law enforcement groups backed the new measure, the president felt it safe to jump on board.
In many respects, we're getting very much tougher on the truly bad criminals, of which, unfortunately, there are many. But we're treating people differently for different crimes.